Magnus, as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. This morning we transition from the character of God and his nature and his persons to the works of God. In particular, we're going to look at his providence and his creation, or the decrees in particular, which he works out through creation and providence. And so today, what are the decrees of God? The decrees of God are his eternal purpose, according to the counsel of his will, whereby for his own glory he hath foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. So let's just think about this. His eternal purpose. That means this is what God has done before all. This is his decrees, what he has declared was going to be prior to anything had happened. Why did such and such happen? Because he ordained it for his own glory before all worlds. So he decreed it. It didn't happen. It was decreed. And this leads to many questions, and we'll get those as we move forward. But just as by an aside, I still remember the wise words of a bereaved mother years ago. If God had not ordained my daughter's death, then he was reacting to find a purpose. It was the knowledge that God had decreed it for his own glory out of his good pleasure, which allowed her to get up in the morning. And so it's outside of our normal thinking, but let us be clear. God has ordained it according to the counsel of his will, which means he needs no other counselors. He does it on his own. So it's eternal purpose according to the counsel of his will. As I said, he has no counselors. He needs no counselors because he is altogether wise. And would you know what wisdom is, you must look to him. Whereby for his own glory. Why did he do it? Why? That he might be glorified. As we've been working through John 11 in our Sunday morning series, we see that why did Lazarus become sick and die before, so that Christ could raise him? So that God, for the glory of God, and that the Son might be glorified for his own glory. He has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. All things, even the seemingly crazy things like, I'm running late, why did that light change? For his own glory. The serious things, as I just mentioned, the death of a child. Why did this happen to me? For his own glory. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plan of his heart to all generations. The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. And as I have purposed it, so shall it stand. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God is not surprised. There is no shock. There is no, wow, I never saw that coming from God. There's grief. There is sorrow. We see this in, he grieved that he had made man because of the sin of man. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. And so again, we see that this is for the glory of God. And though it's not here and not the passages adduced, we can add that it all works together for the good of those who love God according to his called according to his purposes. And so we see that while there are many things in God's decrees that leave us staggered, there's none that leaves God staggered. And all of them work together for the glory of God and the good of his people. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you, and God bless.